This goes to Dr. Prouty. Oh, and the date needs to be March 14th, 2022. Prouty, fax 989-875-3732. Regarding Dwayne, it's D-W-A-I-N-E, middle initial S like Sam, Rippey, R-I-P-P-I-E. Date of birth 10-19 of 1954. Dear Dr. Prouty, this is a telemedicine follow-up visit for Mr. Rippey with stage 3A, chronic kidney disease, diabetic nephropathy, and hypertension. His last visit was September 13th of 2021. He did have severe diarrhea about 2 months ago, but that did resolve spontaneously. Other than that, he's been feeling well. He denies hospitalizations or procedures since his last visit. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood. No incontinence. Nocturia 1 to 2 times a night. No chest pain or palpitations. No dyspnea, cough, or sputum production. No edema or claudication symptoms. Medications. Medication list is reviewed. He's anticoagulated with Eliquis 5 milligrams twice a day. I want to highlight the chlorthalidone 25 milligrams twice a day. And there are no actual changes in medications. Physical exam. Weight is 235 pounds, and that is stable. Pulse 55, blood pressure 137 over 76, and his blood sugar this morning was 111. Labs, most recent lab studies were done January 5th of 2021. Creatinine is 1.5, estimated GFR is 47, albumin 4.5, calcium is 9.3, sodium 135, potassium 4.6, carbon dioxide 24, phosphorus 3.2, intact parathyroid hormone mildly elevated at 82. Urinalysis is negative for blood, negative for protein. Microalbumin to creatinine ratio is normal at 11. His hemoglobin is 12.6 with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, stage 3A, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels, hypertension, currently at goal, and diabetic nephropathy. The patient will continue to have lab studies done every 3 months. He'll follow a low-salt diabetic diet, and he'll be rechecked by this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.